Glückfinder Podcast. Der Podcast mit Menschen, die ihr Glück gefunden haben. Lassen Sie sich inspirieren von Geschichten rund um das Thema Glück. Nähere Informationen finden Sie auch auf meiner Webseite unter www.glückfinder.com. Und nun viel Spaß beim Zuhören. And a very warm welcome to a new Happiness Finder interview. Today, live from Essen, Unperfekt House. And my guest is Giraud Bodhidharma
Panji.
Thank you. You are a Buddhism priest?
Two things. Firstly, I'm a human. Secondly, I'm a Jaramanku in the Balinese Shiva Buddha tradition. And I'm also a Buddhist Lama,
okay,
as recognized by my own teachers. Lama just means teacher. But fundamentally, I'm just a normal human being like everybody else, and I do different things to benefit others. I have the motivation to help people. Got nothing left in this life to do except that and practice what I've learned from my teachers, from my masters, and that's it. So don't worry about title.
You were born and raised in Australia.
Yeah.
But your way of life was not the typical way of a Buddhism priest.
You want the whole story?
The whole story.
We could be here all day.
You went to school?
Yeah, I went to school.
And after school, you decided to be a Buddhism priest?
No. I studied psychology, behavioral psychology, at a university in Melbourne. I was very intelligent as a child, very lonely. And I was always interested in spirituality from the beginning. Of course, being born into a Christian family, what else do you do but follow Christianity? Well, that was difficult because Methodist, Baptist, and Church of England. I was a Sunday school dropout. Do you know Sunday school? It's like where you go on Sundays as a child and you learn all about the scriptures and the story of Jesus Christ and all that sort of thing. I got expelled because I argued because I'd read the
New Testament. Questions.
Too many questions.
Too many questions. Questions are not allowed in Sunday school.
But the thing is, there I was. So, I had those questions and that was what motivated me. And I read the New Testament in its simplified version in English. And then I read it three times and I loved the stories. I love to read about Jesus Christ as a human being on this planet helping people. I had no idea there were others. Anyway, after my failure as a Christian.
Nobody's perfect.
Oh, that's good. I'm really pleased. Makes it very interesting to be human. Yeah, I studied hard at school. I always found myself to be different. In a way, I enjoyed it because it gave me a reason to be lonely. I like to be different.
But what means different?
How do I explain? In those days, I'm going to show my age. We had Woodstock and all these sorts of things. And I was a hippie.
Okay.
A 12-year-old hippie.
Okay.
So I
started, early hippie.
I grew my hair and, looked at politics and thought it was crazy and became active also politically and looked to alternative culture and so forth. That's what you do when you're young. You question everything. Yeah, so our neighborhood was a very tough neighborhood. We had skinheads, punks. Goths were okay. They were kind of cool. I noticed yesterday here in Essen, I came out of the shopping mall with Sandra and I went, look, goths. I feel at home. And it seems like there's a great cultural diversity here and I love it. So it was hard growing up in that environment because people didn't like people who were different. And I was different. I had long hair, I wore strange clothes, had rudraksha beads. I didn't even know what they meant. And so I ran foul of, you know, bullies and things like that. And I learned to fight and I learned to run. And if I couldn't run, I would fight. So I had a certain amount of violence in my youth, which I'm not proud of, but it was necessary to survive. So anyway, then I went to university, was dissatisfied because I had to study medicine as well as psychology. And it was hard work. I had enormous contact hours and I lost interest. I lost interest in anything spiritual or religious. I started to doubt many things. I had met somebody called Swami Satyananda, and I was overwhelmed at the energy that he had, his kindness, his charisma. He walked into the room and I just burst into tears because he had so much compassion. He's a very small Indian gentleman and a yogi. And I started practicing meditation.
At the age of?
18, yeah.
An dieser Stelle endet die kostenfreie Version dieses Interviews. Wenn Ihnen das Interview gefallen hat und Sie gerne wissen möchten, wie es weitergeht, können Sie das gesamte Interview in voller Länge downloaden. Folgen Sie dafür einfach den gewünschten Links auf der Glückfinder-Homepage oder direkt auf iTunes, Amazon oder im Google Play Shop. Vielen lieben Dank fürs Zuhören. Ich freue mich auf unser nächstes Wiederhören und wünsche Ihnen bis dahin viel Glück. Ihr Andreas Gregori.